This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The chair of the Senate's Water Policy Committee has responded to an anti-farming ruling by the Supreme Court with a bill of her own. Senator Judy Warnick says the Hearst ruling doesn't prohibit drilling as long as you can prove water is available, something the state was already doing pretty successfully.
But now this would make the homeowner or the landowner prove water availability and or the county. And it's very, very expensive to do. And just because you prove it in one lot doesn't mean that it's available a mile down the road. So it's very expensive for the landowners out in the counties. So we're trying to come back and look at how we can find water availability, especially for the exempt wells, because it's a very small, minute part of the water usage in the state of Washington. It's less than 1%.
Warnick proposes going back to see how the state water resource management system really works.
And try to work with the Department of Ecology and the folks that brought the lawsuit, actually, to prove that there is water out there that proves the amount that's being impacted or the very small impact, and go back and take a stronger look at it from a legislative viewpoint.
Warnick hopes her bill will provide a collaborative approach and more certainty in the wake of the bizarre Hearst decision.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.